We're going to Massey University now, to an historic milestone where a student has graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree, completed entirely in Te Reo Māori. 21-year-old Soraya Goss graduated last week with a BA in Mātauranga Māori, or Māori knowledge, and over the 3 years, across all her papers, she handed in every assignment and sat every exam in Te Reo. She's not done yet. Her master's is next. She joins me now. Tēnā koe, Soraya.
Tēnā koe, Jesse. Kei te pai here. How are you?
Oh, kei te pai. Very well, thank you. And congratulations to you, ka raue.
Thank you very much.
This must have been a pretty special moment.
Yes, yeah, it definitely is a bit of a special moment. Even though, yeah, I completed the degree almost a year ago now, I'm grateful that I've been able to, yeah, celebrate that moment and even just live in the moment itself. So, yeah, it's been a special week.
I guess it's a credit to the infrastructure at Massey, and you know, I mean, 10 years ago it might not have even been possible to do this. So it takes obviously a lot of work and commitment from your end, but then you need the other people on the other end to be able to read it and mark it in the same way as if it was completed in English.
Yeah, that's right. I think the whole journey itself has been very fulfilling. It's been very ongoing. There's been a lot to it as well, starting from even when I began learning Te Reo, and then obviously going through high school and on to university now. Yeah, there were a lot of processes and things that went into my work, but I think, yeah, a lot of hard work and passion definitely got me to the end of where nice. I've got into now.
Yeah, can you tell us a bit about your story and your journey with Te Reo Māori?
Yeah, sure. So pretty much I didn't grow up in sort of like a karakaupapa or kohanga reo background. I wasn't fully immersed in Te Reo Māori during my childhood, and it wasn't until I moved to Palmerston North when I was about 9 or 10, and I started kapaake at primary. And then going on to intermediate, at Monroe Intermediate here in Palmerston North, I joined the bilingual unit, which was Reo Rua, which is bilingual. In the first year, Te Reo was very new to me. When I began intermediate, I went in there pretty much only just knowing my tepuha, you know, a brief mihi. And then by my second year, by year 8, I was placed in a total immersion class, which definitely boosted my Reo. I think from that year, my passion for Te Reo just grew even more. My hunger and desire to learn Te Reo grew even more. And then when I went on to high school at Manukura, again, it kept, you know, the passion kept growing, kept flourishing, and I was just so eager to carry on the reo and, you know, embrace it as much as I could. And then going on to university, I think initially it was a bit difficult. I think the culture shock when you begin university, not knowing where you fit in. And so when I began my Bachelor of Arts degree, my very first core paper that I took, a lot of the concepts and topics were based around Māori history, Māori topics. So when I went to go write the assignment itself, I found it quite difficult to articulate how I could in Te Reo Māori. So I took upon, I guess, yeah, the idea of reaching out to my lecturer and said to him, can I write this in Māori? I just think it would be a lot, I'd find it more easier to express myself and talk to the concepts in Te Reo Māori. And he said, of course you can. You're entitled to, if that's what you want to do. So I think after completing that assignment, I definitely felt a sense of achievement, humility of upholding, you know, Te Reo Māori itself. And then, yeah, just pretty much set myself the challenge of carrying that on for the rest of my degree.
Yeah, nice to think that it's not just a novelty or a kind of an option, that it actually may serve a purpose in being a more effective way of talking about some of these concepts and issues and histories, given that you are talking about things that are relevant to Te Reo Māori and to Tikanga Māori. That's I hadn't considered that until you mentioned it, and makes a lot of sense. I think I said you were the first person to have done this. You're not quite sure if that's true.
No, so I'm not the first person. There have been many great Māori academics over the years that have completed their assignments in Te Reo Māori. And then I think this has been going on for about 20 years now, Dr. Paiarahia Black was the first person to complete his doctorate, I think it was, in Te Reo Māori 20 years ago. So we have seen a shift with the use of Te Reo Māori in universities over the years. However, there's still a lot more work to do. There's a lot more recognition that we could, you know, see in terms of the use of Te Reo Māori in universities. And I think that's what my stand is that I want Te Reo Māori to be seen, to be heard, and to be upheld across the university scale.
Any challenges along the way?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you are in that university space, there's always challenges. I think, you know, when I'm looking at my research, who my target audience is, who this is going to affect, you know, present and future students. But like I keep mentioning, passion takes you a long way and it becomes your drive. So despite the challenges, when it is your passion, you'll make that work.
What's next for you?
So I've just completed my first year of my Masters of Arts in Māori Knowledge, so continuing on for my BA. And next year I move into my thesis, so I'm going to be researching how we can enrich and enhance the use of Te Reo Māori in tertiary education. Big surprise.
Yeah, although you started, I think, with Te Reo education in the first year and you weren't sure that that was for you, but you've come back to it a wee bit, maybe at a more advanced level.
Yeah, well, when I first started university, I initially enrolled into a Māori teaching degree, then sort of decided that I don't think that teaching was solely, you know, my pathway. So I looked into the Māori knowledge degree and I really enjoyed the content of it and just knew that was for me, that pathway was for me.
Wicked. Hey, oh, this is very cool, great interview. Tēnei taka mihi ki a koe e ho. Well done and can't wait to see what you do next.
Kia mihi, Jesse. Tēnā rawa te koe.
Sarai Goss, te ati haunui pāparangi, who graduated this week in Manawatū with a Bachelor of Arts in Mātauranga Māori and completed all of her assignments and assessments in Te Reo Māori.